Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. Well, this is Monday. It's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, I do hope and pray that our Lord granted you a great Lord's Day. Here is where we are in the Gospel according to James. We're in the fifth chapter. This week we'll be bringing James toward a conclusion. So look with me at James 5:1. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted and your garments have moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasure in the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you. And the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you. Well, here, James is not saying if people are rich, they are evil. What he is speaking of is those who have worshipped their riches, their possessions, their luxuries, the power it brings, the position it brings, and that has been what has driven their life. It has so driven their life that riches are their life. Their garments are their life. Their positions are their life. Their desire for self-absorption and self-gratification has dominated their life. So much so that in their business enterprises, they made their money at the cost of a lack of integrity of giving a proper wage to those who worked for them, or a proper price of a product to those who bought from them. They were constantly looking to their own consumption of wealth, not the creation of wealth, their own manipulation of their workers, not the giving of work to others. That's what they've done. So he said, here's what's going to happen. In the last days, that is, that we're in the last days, from the ascension of Jesus to the second coming, we're in the last days. So he says, in the last days, you have actually committed yourself to that which you think is life, that which you think will make your life, and not only is it empty in this life, it becomes the foundation for your judgment in the life to come at the judgment seat of God. And it will actually become the torment of your everlasting judgment as you remember the inadequacies of your gods. It's very clear that the things of this world are here to be used for God's glory. It doesn't matter to me how my members that I serve as pastor, I don't care how much they have. I care how they got it. I care how they use it. And I also care as a pastor, does it have them? Not do they have it for God's glory and for God's blessing and as God's steward, but does it have them as a God in their life? As the guy said, whose grandmother taught him how to play Monopoly, I think it was John Ortenberg that used this illustration. His grandmother taught him how to play Monopoly, and when he finally beat her, she said, I've been waiting for this moment. You think you own everything. Actually, the game is over and we put everything back in the box. And that's the way life is. If you live for the houses, if you live for the money, if you live for the power, if you live for the luxury, if you live for the riches of this world, remember, it all goes back in the box. You come into this world with nothing, you go out with nothing. It goes back in the box when you leave. But when you do leave, did it have you? Was it your God? Or was the God of glory your God, and whatever he gave you, it was all about him and for him? Here's what James is saying. If this world is your God, and the things of this world are your gods, they will be eaten by moths, they will be rusted, they will be corroded, and it goes right back in the box. And it will become the ground of your torment and the foundation of your judgment, the false gods of this world. But there is a God who loves you, who becomes not only the giver of good things, but all things are used for the good purposes of his glory. Those things don't have you. You are using them because God has you, the God of glory. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.